So the question is, we know when you lane, you have to start with good things, you're supposed to end with good things. So where does this come from? Starting and ending with a positive thing, what's considered a positive thing? What about a shul? As we know, many shuls, you know, in the neighborhood have a lot of osafas. You know, you have 20 aliyahs, 15 aliyahs, however many you could fit in to give as many kibbutzim as possible. So it's a very nice thing, but you have to be very careful that you start and you end at a proper place. Or can you just say, oh, maybe osafas don't matter? So it also stems from Hagos Maimonius. The Hagos Maimonius is brought down in the Ramah in Kuf Lamed Ches, which says, V'yichavin sheyaschel tomid, likro bedover tov, v'yisayim bedover tov. That when you lane, you have to start with the dover tov, and you have to end with the dover tov. Now what's considered a dover tov? Dover tov is a little bit subjective. You know, what may be a dover tov to me, or to Jews, may not be so dover tov to other nations. You know, different parts of the Torah are considered more dover tov. So immediately the Mishnah Berurah pipes up, and he says, "Bedover tov shel Yisrael, the tovas oved kochavim einon kruya tova." That it has to be a tova for Yisrael. A tova for a non-Yisrael, for an oved geluim, is not considered a tova. V'chein le'inin v'sayim bedover ra, hainu shel Yisrael. In other words, that it's okay, seemingly, if you would end with a dover ra of an oved kochavim, as long as it's not a dover ra shel Yisrael. So right off the bat, it's a pretty clear-cut halacha. You're supposed to start with something good and end with something good. Now, the obvious question, which you don't have to really open a chumash too far to find out, it is obviously not true. If you look at half of our parshios, the end of Parshas Vayikra, the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Parshas Noach, it's not true. The Torah usually ends with a pasuk that seems to either be talking about chet, seems to be talking about tumah, which are bad, dover ra, or, you know, someone dying. So I don't get it. So these are pretty bad. Fine, but I ain't muktam mukhar b'torah, but what's the salacha then? The salacha says you're not supposed to start with something bad or end with something bad. And here you look at all our psukim, all our parshas in the Torah, a lot of them end with something bad. So the Rav Poalim in Chelek Dalid, Simin Mem Gimel, Mem Beis rather, has a tremendous chiddush. He says this halacha is only talking about Shtayim Mikra. Shtayim Mikra. That when you're laning, he says, there's no problem. You know why? Because we end with the Birchas HaTorah. And therefore the ending is always going to be Ashenasam Anotara Semes, Chayom Tavis Ocheinu, and therefore you're always going to be Messiahim B'Dover Tov. A whopper chiddush he wants to say. And therefore this whole thing, he says, only applies by Shtayim Mikra. Now everyone jumps on this Rav Poalim and says that's a tremendous chiddush, and it's not like the pashtus of this halacha. The Ramah, based on this Hagos Maimonius, says the Mishnah halacha in Chelek Yod Mem Hei. He says this halacha is not talking about Shtayim Mikra. This is a halacha of Kriyas HaTorah, and he says if you think about it, you're going to obliterate the whole halacha. According to the Rav Poalim, if he says every time you end with Birchas HaTorah, so it doesn't count. So in every single aliyah, you could end with something bad. Who cares anymore? The whole halacha is out the window. So therefore, he says it's very puzzling to say like this Rav Poalim. So what's the answer? So how is it that our parshas of the Torah are allowed to end off with something bad? So the Mishnah halacha suggests maybe it only means in the middle of a parsha. In other words, aliyah sheni, shlishi, revi, chamishi, shishi, those can't end off with something bad. Those have to end off with something good. You have to say something positive. But the end of a parsha, the parshas were set up much earlier than the aliyahs. The parshas were set up by the Nevi'im, the time of the Nevi'im. And if that's the case, so maybe the parshas, so the Nevi'im already set it up. Whatever the end of the parsha is, the end of the parsha is. This halacha is only talking about the middle aliyahs. No, you like that answer? It's a tough answer also. It's a very tough answer. So you need to suggest, you know, maybe the pshat is, and this is the Megadim Chadoshim in Moed Katan, I saw this quote in the Piskei Tshuvas, he suggests that this whole halacha only was in the times when the person who got the aliyah was laning. Because that's his, you know, he goes up there, he's laning, it would be embarrassing. Imagine, you get an aliyah and you end off with something bad and now you have to sit down. It's embarrassing. It's a bizarre, you would fight. I don't want that aliyah. But if the Baal Kori is anyway reading the whole thing, So he's going to read the dad thing anyway. He's reading the whole parsha anyway. He says the whole halacha goes out the window. He says because no one's going to fight. Oh, I don't mind. I don't want Shani because it has something bad at the end. Who cares? The Baal Kori is laning Shani. He's laning Shlishi. He's laning Revi anyway. So it doesn't make a difference. So that's another reason to explain our parsha. Now what about if you look at Parshas Noach specifically? So in if you look at the Iyana Parsha, which is this pamphlet, sometimes you see it on the tables of the shul, it's like a little pamphlet, it's called Iyana Parsha. So a few years ago they asked the question, what about Parshas Noach? Parshas Noach ends off, what's the last pasuk of Parshas Noach? Who dies? No? Terach. Terach was good or bad?
He did Shuvah,
so is he good or bad? You guess he was good. If he's good, if Terach is good, what does the last pasuk says? Vayomas Terach b'choron. Good or bad?
Sounds bad.
So no, the end of Noach is bad. So you could give all the terutzim that we gave. Okay, it's the end of a parsha. Maybe it's okay. No. The Iyan of Parsha asked this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You know what Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote? He wrote in typical fashion. He wrote 8 words. I'll read you the 8 words. He wrote, Legabe Avram Hitova. To Avram, Terach's death was good. Why? It says, Zed davar tov, why? Shelo yakvenu, because Terach was being ma'akev Avram, I guess, from fulfilling his full potential, or from going where he needed to go. And then he writes, Zed davar tov, shehem midbar. Terach's whole point in life was to have Avram. And he says, so once Terach died, it was actually a positive thing. Pretty whopper chiddush. Because again, what's bad for you is bad for Terach that he was dead, but it was good for Avram. Now Avram was able to, have an aliyah. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. They asked this question to Rav Sternbach, and Rav Sternbach answered it differently. He said, Terach did tshuvah, but you know what happened to Terach? If Terach would have stayed alive, you know what happened? He would have reverted back. He would have became bad again. Terach was one of those guys, they're with the moment. If they're today, they're good. Tomorrow, they're bad. That's what Rav Sternbach writes. Therefore, he says it was good that Terach died. Because he died b'tshuva. He died at the end of the parasha. He did tshuva, then good. He's dead. Now that becomes a good thing because Terach died at tzaddik. So therefore, he says, it's actually a positive thing, says Rav Sternbach, that we end with Parshas Noach on a the death of Terach because it's actually a positive thing. A third answer you could give is based on the Mishnah Halachos, I think, Chelek Vav Simon Lamed Beis, that he says before Matan Torah, these are just stories. Nothing is good or bad in stories. When you're telling a halacha about Tumah, or you're talking about later on in Parshas Bamidbar about someone bringing chet or sins, okay, so you have to end on a positive. But in story time could end off good or bad. In the beginning of the Parshas, these first Parshas, he says, at least before the Avos for sure, he says it's just recounting what happened in the beginning of the world. Terach's death is not a good or bad event, it was just a historical event. That's what the Mishnah Halachas wants to say. Fine. What about our next question? What about Achron? You have a million Achrons there. You get 7 Aliyahs after the 7 Aliyahs of the Parsha. You keep on giving everyone whose birthday is that week. They get an Aliyah that week. Okay, so everyone gets an Aliyah. So do you have to be makbid for Achron, that Achron has to end off on a positive note. So the Shraga HaMeir in Chelukai Simon and Zion says, well, look, you don't have to start with something positive, but at least you need to end with something positive. End with something positive, that's at least most important. You start with something negative, okay, nishkeferach. But at least you need to end on this, and the Eshel Avram seems to indicate this as well in the back of Shulchan Aruch. Now, Avram's Mishnah Halacha says, well look, for Achron, this whole Halacha is not really such a chok of lo yavar. He says it's just an Eitzah Tova. So okay, Eitzah Tova for Shlishi, we'd rather end Shlishi on a positive note, fine. But for Achron, once you're already adding in extra leaves, and this whole halacha is just an Eitzah Tova anyway. So he says, it's okay for Achron, you're fine. Says the Mishnah halacha, you could throw in as many bad things as you want. It doesn't make so much of a difference. Final issue. So what about other limudim? Yeah, you're learning a blat gemara. You're doing daf yomi. You need to figure out where to end. You're having a shir, 10-minute shir. How do you end? You have the same chiv to end on a positive note? So if you look at the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes from a Kitzur Shua, which you got to see inside. But the Shua, Kitzur Shua writes, apparently this wild Maisa, where a person, it's in the footnote of the Piskei Tshuva, he writes where this person was learning and he ended off with something bad, and the next day some scary guy appeared to him, and like a malach or something, not sure if it was in a dream or in person, and started yelling at him and said, you know, I really have now permission to kill you because you ended with a negative part, something scary. You should have ended something positive, but since you're so appreciated up in the yeshiva shamala, I'm not going to hurt you. But you see, from here, it says the Kitzur Shua, it's very important, even when you learn or you do Shtayim Mikra, to end off on a positive note. But that note, no, we should be Zocha, that we should have many Achrons, we should have many, many extra Aliyahs, you know, that we need for Simchas, so that, you know, people should get an Aliyah, but for good reasons and not for bad reasons, and now we're Messiah B'Davar Tov. Shkai.